welcome to Freedom Rings. I'm your host, Kenneth John. With me is my excellent producer, Mike. How you doing?
Not too bad. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing just great.
Good.
As I said before, now I'm totally off the Cubaholism wagon and onto the bandwagon.
So you're back with the Cubs now.
How can you not be? They seem to be really coming together.
They're the best team since what, June 15th?
Right. Just swept Houston, and it's just a lot of fun to watch, especially the Marmol, whatever his name is, the relief pitcher, who has a 96-mile-an-hour fastball and then comes in with this slider that's just unhittable. It's just ridiculous how tough he is.
I will once again warn you, do not fall trap to the Chicago Cubs. They do this every year. They make you think.
You think I would know better.
You think you'd know better, but you're falling back into that trap.
Yeah, it could be just this warm weather thing. Maybe they're just a warm weather team. And as soon as it turns cold in September, the bets are off. I don't know. We'll see. But right now, it's a lot of fun.
Absolutely, it's fun.
All right, on to a little more serious stuff, to the stupid and or outrageous regulation of the week, and this is really I should just call it the outrageous regulation of the week, because it's it seems like every week that's what we've got. Florida man owes $10,000 for child who's not his. And this is actually a CNN report.
Mm-hmm.
Francisco Rodriguez owes more than $10,000 in back child support payments in a paternity case involving a 15-year-old girl who, according to DNA results, and the girl's mother, is not his daughter. Evidently what happened was, originally, he knew nothing about this other girl, and so paperwork showed up about 4 years ago saying he was the father. Now, the interesting thing is about this paperwork is that, evidently, he didn't get the paperwork until the deadline for him to respond was passed. So he was caught in a classic bureaucratic case of not even being able to defend himself.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently, this is happening throughout the country, where men don't contest right away, don't contest the child support deal, and end up paying all sorts of money, some being thrown in jail in a country where, again, when I was a child in the government school system, I was told we had no debtors' prisons. I wonder if they still say that or not.
That's a good question.
But, child support is a very, very popular way of judges throwing people into jail for not paying child support. And so many of these men are not even the father. It's really outrageous. I know this is all for the children, and I guess it doesn't really matter if you're the father or not. As long as you've been accused of it, we're going to try to suck the money dry out of you. See if I can find a few more facts of this case. He says, it's like you're drowning every day, says Rodriguez. there is going to be a push to try to change, I think in Congress, try to change the law so that you can retroactively prove you're not a father. I mean, doesn't this just go way beyond the pales of justice? How somebody could be sacked for something that they did not do and continue to be sacked for it's just outrageous to me.
So I take it this guy got a DNA sample done.
He finally did get a DNA sample done.
And
right.
They found out that he's not the father.
Yep.
And he's still...
And then the court says you're SOL, basically.
Wow.
Too late.
No, that just can't happen. I can't believe that.
It's outrageous. Check CNN. Rich Phillips is the contributor to the report. And this is out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Really sad situation. But again, from what I understand, this Rodriguez guy is not alone.
Well,
it's just one example of what's going on. And you would think...
that's horrible. You go to court, prove beyond a reasonable doubt an actual fact that this is not my responsibility, and now she should go find who the real dad is.
Absolutely.
And that should be a case, open and shut case.
I mean, that's never going to happen. They'll never pay back all the money that he had to put in.
Well, probably, no, they can't do that. I mean, they should, but they can't.
They can't. I mean, that would be difficult, though, too. It would be.
Who's
going to pay for it, first of all? And is the child going to be the one that's hurt? And I kind of understand that. But certainly, anybody who's can prove by DNA evidence that he's not the father, that should be it. So, excuse me.
That's scary.
It is. What else do we have? It's going to be an open line today, by the way. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is absolutely welcome. And I noticed a little interesting tidbit, if I can. A little unorganized this morning. It's a surprise, I know. You know how George W. keeps on saying how, you know, our foreign policy is based on trying to bring democracy and freedom to the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's this wonderful goal that he has, bringing freedom and democracy to the world. And you got to question how much he really believes this. There's a myriad of examples, but a really interesting one just propped up on Alternate by Matthew Rothschild. White House has a manual for silencing protesters' demonstration. That says, so the truth comes out after a myriad of stories about people being excluded from events where the president is speaking. Now we know why. The White House has a policy manual on how to do so. It's called the Presidential Advance Manual. This 103-page document from the Office of Presidential Advance lays out the parameters of how to handle protesters at events. The document makes clear that the intention is to deprive protesters of the right to be seen or heard by the president. As always, it says, quote, as always, work with the Secret Service and have them ask the local police department to designate a protest area where demonstrators can be placed, preferably not in view of the event site or motorcade route, unquote. The document also recommends drowning out protesters or blocking their signs by using what it calls, quote, rally squads, unquote. So, just one more example of how this administration is really full of it. These excuses about for democracy and freedom are a bunch of bunk. It's really for the New World Order and international fascist corporatism, Dick Cheney's friends, than it is anything else. It is not about these platitudes about freedom and democracy, which we don't practice in this country. And this is just one more proof. You think if George W. is really excited about democracy and freedom, that he would welcome protesters around him. He would engage them, you would think. Would you not?
I would think.
No, he'd rather make it a game. I mean, make it a. It's the some Americans, especially Bush Republicans. They are living in a delusional world. I really believe they live in a delusional world, believing that they really live in a free country.
Hmm.
And I remember in the last presidential election where they tried to set up these zones where they called them free speech zones. And, of course, the libertarian candidate, Bednar, came up with the best line for it. He said, everywhere I stand, everywhere any American stands is a free speech zone.
I agree with that.
And, you know, I mean, there's no such thing as free speech if they're going to designate you somewhere or put you out in the tundra of Alaska and you can protest there.
You could say whatever you want, but only in designated areas.
It's just absurd.
It is absurd.
So there you have it, folks. One more example.
Of course,
blogging.
we're going back to safety reasons now. We don't want to brawl. We don't want to fight.
Oh, sure. It's all for the safety and the children. I'm sure it's for the children.
Exactly. Exactly.
But on the other hand, great news from last, I believe, Wednesday. Attorney Tommy Crier of, I believe, Shreveport or around somewhere in Louisiana, was found not guilty on two counts of willful failure to file an income tax return. Now, if you're not connected to the Internet or live in Shreveport, Louisiana, where the only report I've seen, you wouldn't know that this happened. I did a Google search, and I put down Crier. and I put down Wolf of Failure File, which you'd think any news article would have both in there, because that was the counts, Wolf of Failure File. By the way, the government at the beginning of the trial also tossed out two counts of tax evasion. So right away they kind of admitted they had nothing there, and then Tommy Cryer, in about a three-day trial, beat him. He explained he couldn't find any law requiring anybody to pay any income taxes. And the judge evidently allowed enough of his belief on the law to get to the jury. And the jury only spent a couple hours and found him not guilty. Now, it would seem to me, with hundreds of millions of Americans paying income tax, filing 1040 forms, that would this not be page one? Should this not be page one news everywhere?
Absolutely.
And in the network channels?
It affects every taxpayer in the country.
This is huge news. And this is, again, not the first one. It's right now the tax resisters are batting about, from what I can see, about 50% in these cases. And this is huge news, folks. The jury says no. We find with the defendant not guilty. Two counts of willful failure to file. Again, do a Google search, do an advanced search. Tommy Cryer on the one line, Tommy Cryer on the top line, and on the specifics, willful failure to file. And you will find nothing, folks. The only establishment newspaper in the country was the home, the Shreveport News. Everything else you see are, you know, like Alaska Free Press, you know. Or some Ron Paul meetup group, or some other libertarian or constitutionalist type website, but nothing else. It's really, really amazing, folks. We really have a really active free press in this country, don't we? Well, we do, and it's on the internet. It certainly is not through the establishment. My name is Kenneth John, and this is Freedom Rings. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We do have an open line today, folks. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings needs your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. It's open line today. So give us a call, and let's start with Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I got to give you a hard time now. You're tearing me up here. I'm going back to going back to the Cubs. What are you, a Fairweather fan or what?
I'm a Cubs Cubaholic.
Oh,
I'm
man,
a Cubaholic.
Man.
I remember 1969. I remember 1984. 1989, 2003, if I got those dates correct. And I've been disappointed too many times. So rationally, Jeff, I know that the Cubs are just going to, in the long run, disappoint me.
Oh,
but watching them play these lately, I'm off the wagon, and I'm back on the bandwagon. What can I say?
Oh, man. Well, you know what? I don't know. You shouldn't be talking about that. You're almost hypocritical when you go from the Cubs to something else and back to the Cubs again, you know. So, and you're talking politics. No, just kidding aside, I think what's going to happen is they're going to fall apart again. My gut feeling is give them about a month and they'll do the same thing, you know. So I'm curious. I want to wait until the end of the season to see what happens.
But seriously, I think Lou Piniella has really brought a winning attitude to the Cubs, and it could make the difference this time.
I hope that they let's just put it, I'm not really a Cub fan anymore, but you know what? I do hope the Chicago team makes it to the playoffs. I sure the heck isn't going to be the Sox. I'm kind of disappointed on that end, but you know. But anyway, you were talking about, you know, all this tax thing that everybody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being taxed to death. I mean, you know, you've heard me talk about this and other issues, but, you know, I'm listening to the guy that you guys had on before that on Senior Moment, I think it was. The guy was talking about property taxes, you know, and just taxes in general. The level of pay that you get paid out in your paycheck every week versus how many more taxes we get per year is far outweighing, you know, trying to make an honest living. And got to the point where, you know, I consider myself and what I do middle income, but I'm slipping farther and farther behind. And I'm doing everything I can that is reasonably sound to try and keep afloat. And, you know, when I see people coming in to the welfare system and getting freebies, and it's the god awful amount of money these politicians are spending, people are spending to get them in office. It's just asinine. Oh, I don't know if I was supposed to say that. But,
well, we come to the point, Jeff, where you know, maybe in a good old fashioned tax revolt is in the making and should be in the making, and hopefully enough Americans have the will to make it in the making.
Yeah, but
because that's the only
point,
thing that's going to stop this.
Politically, it could.
I mean, and I'm all in favor of Ron Paul running for president, and he would change things. But in the meantime,
well, unless he gets a lot of support, you know, money wise.
Well, he's doing pretty darn good. He raised $2.4 million in the last quarter, which is the ahead of all the Republican candidates except for Giuliani and Romney.
I think it's going to be between the independents or the Green Parties or whatnot and the Democrats, because I think basically the Republicans are going to be ousted. You're going to see a landslide no matter what, because the Republicans have had the office for so long,
well, that's,
Congress
that's,
and the Senate, and nothing's gotten done.
That's the cards. I agree.
That's what's going to happen.
That's in the cards, unless Ron Paul gets the nomination, because Ron Paul will get a lot of the independent and green and Democratic votes. A lot of the young Democrats are coming his way.
People are just flat out fed up with the way it's been run. But, you know, they're both at fault, and everybody knows this. But, unfortunately, because the Democratic society, the Democrats, the people who vote Democrat, won't change their mind. They, even though they and I hear people are so
the young Democrats will. The ones that have set in their ways probably will not.
I'm hoping that makes a big difference, because I, quite frankly, if we keep going the route we're in, we're going to be totally broke in this country within a few years, and we're going to have nothing but chaos. I mean, the middle-income family is going down the toilet. You know, we got all these freebies we're giving out to all you know, not just the war, but kind of that, you know.
Yep.
It's about time we start taking care of ourselves.
I appreciate your call. I want to move on. We have a lot of callers.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Next, we have Bob. Hello, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I got an interesting thing for you. You know, every year about this time, the American Legion, Department of Illinois has a convention. And usually it's somewhere downstate, Peoria, Springfield, a couple of other places downstate, larger cities. This year it was in Peoria on July 15th.
Bob, can you speak up a little bit?
I'm speaking loud.
Really here.
The phone connection
is
not
this
very
event?
Good.
Did you say?
Can you hear me okay?
It's a little better.
Okay. Anyway, it was in Peoria on July 13th through the 15th. Here's a letter that normally we have either the governor or the lieutenant governor or somebody come down and you know, say a few things and hopefully, in their case, help their situation. Here's a letter we received from Governor Rod R. Blagojevich, dated July 11, 2007. It says, as governor of the state of Illinois, it is my pleasure to welcome everyone to gathered in Springfield for the American Legion Convention. He didn't even know where the hell it was at. Hear me?
Not too good attention to detail, I guess.
I guess not. Maybe that's just his problem in life. He's just too detached. So, I can't get across too well anyway, so I'll let you go.
Okay, Bob. Thanks for your call. Oh, sorry, folks. I don't know. They have connections or something. Okay, we have Grace next. Hello, Grace.
Good morning.
Good morning. I can hear Grace fine.
I was reading about Michael Chertoff and his gut feeling that we're going to have a terrific attack.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes. You know, I was wondering if they have a planning book for that, too. Get the attack going before Petrus, or whatever his name is, says the surge has failed. We got to take the American people's mind off of that. So we'll just have another big attack, and then they'll get behind the war again in Iraq and...
Yeah, but he evidently didn't get the talking points from his boss, because his boss was saying that there's not much of a fear of Al-Qaeda in this country anymore.
That's right. So he has to do something, don't they? And another thing, I noticed that our commander-in-chief of the armed services, he always speaks to servicemen when he makes his speeches, because they can't disagree with him. He must be a very insecure, infantile person. Maybe he should talk to Billy Graham a little more. Get some backbone. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call, Grace. And let's see who we got here.
Hey, Ken, you know, Mike from Sycamore called.
Yep.
And he gave out a website. He didn't have time to hold on because he was on a cell phone, but he gave out the website truthattack.org. And you'll find more information about that tax stuff going on down there in the South.
Very good. Truthattack.org.
Yeah, he just wanted me to pass that on to you.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for Mike's call because I know this is a big issue for him.
Oh, yeah.
But evidently he's busy working for a living right now.
Yes, he is working for a living and paying taxes.
Which, well, we're all paying taxes. Also, there are all sorts of taxes one can't avoid to pay. But,
Again, that website is truthattack.org.
All right. All right. So we have a – it's just too beautiful day out there, huh? It's, people are just kind of laying back today.
Yeah, I wish it were the case for me. I wouldn't mind going fishing or doing something today.
Hey, yesterday, you know, we should have bottled that day. It was like you couldn't have asked for a more perfect, perfect day.
Absolutely.
Little slight breeze, warm enough to golf, you know, to swim, perfect for golf, perfect for anything being outside. It was just wonderful. Great, it's, you know, it makes it great being in the Midwest in the summertime. Usually, I know we're getting back to the 90 degrees coming, but for now it was great.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty good week last week as far as weather's concerned.
Yeah. So, well, geez, how about the war in Iraq? It continues to go really well. I think it was 80 were killed yesterday in Kirkuk, if I've got the right town. I'm not sure. I have to look that up. But I don't understand how these Republicans can hold on. They're holding on to a dying ship. And I think Jeff is right at this point. I foresee a devastating defeat for Republicans coming up in the next election because of this war situation. And they will not back away. How are you going to stop a civil war with animosities that have been going back for centuries? I just don't understand how people really think, really believe that they can make that difference and bring order to a situation like the one in Iraq. I'd love to hear other people's opinions on that at 847-931-1410. That's 931-1410. We'll take a break and be back after a few messages.
We reduce children to their lowest common denominator.
57% of us are functionally illiterate.
For us, excellence is a thing of the past.
We killed the teachers and students at Columbine.
We are all trained to follow orders. Good.
We have learned to be tolerant of all people, except whites, Christians, and males.
27% of us are put on drugs.
The rest of us take the illegal ones. Two-thirds of us believe that from each according to his ability to each according to his need is part of the preamble to the U.S. Constitution.
7 out of 10 of us don't know either of the senators in our state.
We just placed 19th out of 21 countries on math scores, ahead of the Ivory Coast and Sri Lanka.
We elected Bill Clinton as president.
And re-elected him.
And 9 out of 10 of us are products of the public schools.
This message paid for by the Illinois Indoctrinators Association.
No smoking? You should quit. Sound familiar? Habit-altering Laser Light Therapy Incorporated is conducting a research study investigating the effects of low-level laser acupuncture on smoking addiction and withdrawal. Our mission is to support your commitment to become a non-smoker. In this procedure, a low-level laser beam is applied to specific acupuncture points on the body. It's non-invasive and drug-free. Call Habit-Altering Laser Light Therapy Incorporated, located in the Fox Valley Wellness Center at 630-584-3999. There will be some cost to you for study participation. Call 630-584-3999 today. See our website at www.halttoday.com. Call 630-584-3999 today.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give, that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings. It is an open line today. Anything about politics, law, economics, or philosophy is welcome. Please speak. Bring out your voices as well as you can into the phone. I would appreciate that. And first we have Therese. Hello, Therese.
Hello.
It's Therese? I don't think that's Therese, Mike.
I don't think it is either. Let's try this one here. Hello, Freedom Rings.
Hi, this must be me. I heard the buzz there. Hello.
Hello, Therese.
Hello, this is Therese.
There we go.
There, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You were indicating that Ron Paul received $2 million in donations?
$2.4 million in the second quarter.
Great, great. This is wonderful because I didn't see it, but they always tout the fact that Hillary and Obama, who aren't qualified to be garbage collectors, are getting so much money. Is there a way we can go on the website and find out who is giving them all this money?
Yes.
Because I know Ron Paul said that he will not accept corporate money. He's not going to be bought.
Let me see if I can find. Actually, I just saw something that had a list. I would Google search presidential
contributions.
Campaign donations, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Because there are websites that are showing who's delivering the most of the money.
Because
I noticed that Charles Koch, who used to be a huge benefactor for the libertarians and for the Cato Institute, actually is financially is supporting Sam Brownback.
Oh,
They're from the same state.
I see.
Koch Industries is from Kansas, so maybe that's the reason.
I know. Previously, the Clintons were getting a lot of money from China and the Arabs, I believe. It wasn't money from over here. But anyway, I want to tell you about something. There's a group called the Legislators Against the Real ID.
Legislators Against what?
The Real ID.
Oh, right.
In other words, that was the ID that was slipped in the. It was in 2005. When the House and Senate passed H.R. 4118, which was hidden. And the money they wanted to appropriate for the troops in the Somali and tsunami and Hurricane Katrina relief. So that was they slipped that real ID in there.
Right.
And what we have to try to do is get, and which would be hard, but it can be done and it should be done, is to get these legislators to introduce legislation to rescind that bill.
That would be great. Right now, at least in the meantime, there are states that have voted against implementing that.
This is true, but then they are going to be penalized, and they won't even be able to fly planes or enter into federal buildings. This is on the website. And so, in other words, there will be a penalty for doing what's right in this country.
Right, right.
Which is very sad. But while we know what's going on, are you familiar with the Idaho Observer?
Not too much. I mean, I recognize the name.
All right. It's a fantastic newspaper that comes out every month, and they do have a website, but they had the debt that we have. It was June 18th, so naturally it's higher now. I'm going to give you the figures. It's $8,807,000,000 $338,229,689.95, which would bring that to $29,145 per person.
That was on the what is that for?
That's the national debt.
That's the national debt right now.
$8 trillion. We're on.
Well,
we're
that's just the that doesn't include all the unfunded liabilities.
Well, that I don't know about. But anyway,
because the unfunded liabilities, Therese, is around $55 trillion.
Wow.
And this, you know, that's all the liabilities of the promises for pensions and Social Security. If you were a private company or a corporation, you'd have to. That would be part of your bottom line. That would be what the real debt would be. The government can play games with their numbers and say it's only $8 trillion.
I see what you're saying. But it's still wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's still wrong because they're stealing it from us, and it is going to take us down. This is what happens, and this is why we have such high inflation. You have to pay everything costs twice as much as it did years ago. Well, anyway, I'm going to let you go, Ken, and you have a great day, and thank you for all the good work you're doing.
Thanks for calling, Therese. Appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
Bye.
Okay, next we have Chris. Hello, Chris.
Can you hear me? Whoa. Hey, can you hear me, Ken?
Not too well.
Hello?
Yeah, Ken? We're breaking up.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
All right. Just a couple of tidbits, and then I'll get to a main point. You were talking earlier about, the Bush administration and suppressing protesters and stuff like that.
Right.
The areas that you're allowed to go to are called First Amendment participation areas. So, you know, if you want to participate in the First Amendment, here's where you have to stand.
I mean, is that not something that would have come up right out of the Soviet Union?
Absolutely. Second thing, hopefully all your listeners, there's an event going on in Springfield on August the 18th. It's a Thursday, and the Republican Party at the moment is planning to have a straw poll down at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield.
Oh, and they're going to be surprised.
They are. I mean, you know, if they hear enough scuttlebutt about it, they might have to cancel it. You know, because the result might not come out like they want.
We may have to promote this underground, but I believe there will be thousands of Ron Paul supporters there in Springfield that Thursday, August 18th.
I've already said the 16th, by the way.
I'm sorry, 16th.
And I've already seen about at least two or three meetup events that are, getting meetup members across the state to go down there. So that was just something from your listeners. And the last thing I wanted to get to is my main point, something that Jeff talked about at the beginning of the show, about where all his property tax money is going. In fact, we were also just talking about unfunded liabilities. Within Illinois, the teacher retirement system by itself, which is one of the five state pension plans, they have an unfunded liability of around $23 billion. All Illinois pensions as a whole have unfunded liabilities of about $36 billion. So when you talk about, more revenue for the state and more money for schools, you know where all the money's going.
Wow.
It's all going to pay these unfunded liabilities.
Right.
And just one last thing that's been in the news locally, and this really applies statewide. There's been some issues. The most recent one was in Huntley District 158 about a landscaping and turf care and snow removal company not performing up to their contract. And this kind of brings up a larger point, which is how lucrative it is to do business with a school district. Once a year, the Illinois Association of School Boards, of which about 98% of districts in Illinois are members, has a convention. At the convention, there is an exhibit area, and last year they had somewhere around 300 vendors wanting to do business with school districts. Now, school districts are there, I thought, to educate, but hardly any of these vendors had anything to do with curriculum. They were law firms, they were builders, contractors, food service companies, landscaping, transportation. There were one or two that had something to do with education. But because school districts don't monitor their subcontractors, it's incredibly lucrative to get a contract with a school district. I mean, when you subcontract somebody to do, say, taping or drywalling for your business, you monitor their performance, don't you?
Absolutely.
And if they don't perform, what do you do?
Well, if I don't get paid, they don't get paid.
Right. Well, it's a lot different from school districts. If their subcontractors don't perform, generally nobody notices. As far as I can tell, administrators aren't trained to say, We signed a contract. You have to perform. You have to have a service level agreement. If you don't perform, you're fired. And usually the only way poor performance is caught is if some, you know, studious school board member checks in and says, hey, can you see if these guys are really doing what they say they're supposed to do? And, you know, so therefore you wind up wasting tons and tons of taxpayer dollars. And I don't think it's necessarily that these contractors are malicious. It's just that they don't have to do a good job. Nobody's holding their feet to the fire.
Well, yeah, and that's absolutely right. And there's no way of getting around that. The school boards are not, they're not in business to do business, really. I mean, you could make a lot of arguments that they're not in business to do anything, any good. It seems to me the only answer to this is privatization. Get the government out of the school business and allow parents and other private institutions to take care of the educating of our children.
Well, absolutely. A government-mandated, owned and operated monopoly is not a really good way to provide education to our country's children.
Absolutely not. Chris, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Okay, next we have Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, fine. Three items. One, I understand that a city in California has now made it a law that Home Depot must provide shelter and security to the day laborers that congregate around on their property picked up every day.
What town? What town passed this law? Do you know?
What?
Hello.
Hello.
What town passed that law?
That was San Diego, as far as I understand it.
Well, that's absurd.
Yeah, bring it up on your computer.
Okay, well, I will definitely search that. Anything else?
All right. The other one was the same city also is prohibiting plastic bags for the merchants with the...
Destructive to the environment?
Yeah, oh, yeah, because, look, it would save thousands of gallons of oil if they banned the when they banned the plastic bags. But the main one that I'm concerned about is the federal in the federal government, the House passed a bill, I don't know whether it went to the Senate and was made law, regarding voting in for the union. The normal procedure is now for the union to go in, they get the employees to sign a card saying that they want a union. And then when they get a number of them, they present it to the employee, and then they have to call an election. All right, fine. And the union representative said that we usually do that when we get about 51% of it. Then they know. But then the company can look at the names. They've got the names of everybody that wants a union, and they can start putting pressure on the people. So the union didn't like that. And they said, but they went ahead, and when they have the election, they still lose and because of the secret vote. So now what they wanted to do is, all right, when we have a vote, each representative from the government and the union can stand behind everybody and watch how each person votes. And I understand that the House did it, and I wondered if it passed the Senate and whether or not that is law.
I hadn't heard that. That's not good. I mean, there shouldn't be any coercion.
And the
one voting, absolutely. You shouldn't have somebody standing over your shoulder. That's outrageous.
Right. And then the crowning glory is that a union, the percentage was way less than 10% of the employees, the national employees, mm-hmm. are in the union. And if you take the government employees out of their union, there's even 2 or 3% left of all the employees.
Right.
So it was very interesting, and to have them pass that in the House, that was. But that is all I have to say.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. This is Freedom Rings. I'm Kenneth John. The phone number here is 847-931-1410. Give us a call. We will be back after a few messages.
Hello, friends. This is Kenneth John, and Freedom Rings need your help. I would like to get back to a two-hour show, but that costs money. You can help by contributing to the Heartland Institute, Illinois' own libertarian think tank, with a tax-deductible contribution. The Heartland Institute is an independent, nonprofit research organization in operation for 17 years. Joseph Bast, Heartland's president, is a frequent guest on this program. 90% of what you contribute to Heartland comes back to Freedom Rings to pay for this ad. By contributing $25 or more, you will receive monthly publications including School Reform News, Environment and Climate News, and The Heartlander, the Heartland Institute's monthly newsletter. So please call 312-377-4000 to contribute and be sure to mention Freedom Rings. That's 312-377-4000. Or you can contribute by credit card on the internet by going to Heartland's website at heartland.org. Again, remember to mention Freedom Rings, and thank you for your support.
You get what you pay for. Efficient, high-quality service from Perfect Painting and Decorating. In business under the same name since 1975, Perfect Painting and Decorating supplies superior service for both interior and exterior painting, decorative finishing, wallpapering, plastering, drywall and taping, and wood refinishing. For your decorating needs, Perfect Painting and Decorating can custom tint right on the job site. Imagine no interruptions, thorough preparation, professional tradesmen, top-of-the-line materials, meticulous cleanup. Get the job done right the first time. It may cost a bit more for quality, but it's worth it. For a free estimate, call Perfect Painting and Decorating at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974. You'll be glad you did.
I consider trial by jury as the only anchor yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. So said Thomas Jefferson. What does this mean? Nothing less than that a juror has more power in a particular case than a judge, congressman, or president, and can judge the law. A juror has the right and power to nullify unjust law by voting not guilty, contrary to the jury instructions that many judges routinely give that jurors must apply the law as given by the judge. This is a very important check on the power of oppressive government. In the past, jury nullification has asserted its historical importance concerning fugitive slave laws of the 1850s, prohibition in the 1920s, and draft cases in the 1960s. Oppressive gun laws, tax laws, and drug laws are other instances where the people through its jury said no to government. For more information, call the Illinois Fully Informed Jury Association at 847-426-1974. That's 847-426-1974.
Are you politically homeless? Are you tired of being taxed and regulated by the Democrats and regulated and taxed by the Republicans? Would you like to pursue your own dreams without the interference of government? Well then, America's most successful upcoming party, the Libertarian Party, is your political home. The Fox Valley Libertarian Party is your local libertarian group working hard to restore the freedoms our country once held dear. Yes, you can fight City Hall and win. We did. Find out how. With your help, we will make the 21st century the century of liberty for all. We hold monthly meetings at Baroni's Pizza, 3 Lakewood Plaza, one block west of Route 25 off of Bessinger Drive in Carpentersville on the last Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Call 847-426-1974 for more information. That's 847-426-1974. Eternal vigilance is the price of liberty.
All right, we are back with Freedom Rings, and let's go right back to the phones. And we have Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen.
Good morning, Ken.
Morning.
Do you know the writer from the Washington Post group, Alvaro Vargas Llosa? I have a hard
Llosa
time with
Vargas,
his last name.
Llosa?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is an economist out of a libertarian economist out of, is it Peru, I believe?
Well, he wrote a fascinating article about Ron Paul. I wondered if you had seen it.
Oh, no, I haven't.
And I would like to read part of it, or if you have time, cut me off when you need to. But it's fascinating because he says he was dumbfounded last week when three radio stations, one in Spain and two in Latin America, asked him to explain who American presidential hopeful Ron Paul is and what's all the buzz about his candidacy. The congressman from Texas hardly has registered in national polls, but is a political celebrity in the blogosphere and on cable TV websites, and has been the subject of front page stories in the Washington Post and other major news outlets. The obvious appeal of this uncharacteristic straight-talking physician is that he opposes the U.S. military presence in Iraq. In a Republican Party in which most presidential candidates compete to claim the most macho foreign policy credentials, Paul, who once suggested that President Bush allow bounty hunters to pursue Osama rather than the U.S. invade Afghanistan, stands out. But Paul's opposition to the war probably is not enough to explain the appeal of this 71-year-old libertarian among many young people. It would be very simplistic to attribute the counterculture to the 1960s opposition of the Vietnam War, even though opposition to that conflict gave impetus to the more moral libertarian we associate with that era. And it might be simplistic to attribute the current symptoms of rebellion against the party elites in the United States, of which the Ron Paul buzz seems to be an unlikely manifestation to the disgust with the war in Iraq.
That's a good teaser.
Oh, he goes
on. I'm going to have to check that out.
It's a very good article. It's actually a couple weeks back, but
I was
stunned by an entire length of an article all pumping him up and saying why not so much, you know. Remember what happened here? He made one big jump, you know, in the polls because he took on Giuliani, and now when we see him at, you know, the next debate, they stick him in the corner because of all the buzz.
Well, I just don't think they're going to be able to ignore him too much longer. It's going to be interesting, the upcoming debate, I think on ABC, somewhere around June 1st. I'm not sure the exact date, but we'll see what happens there. Kathleen, thanks for your call. I want to get Mike in real quick if I can. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I know we're short on time. You were talking about Tommy Crier and his victory earlier.
Right.
If you go to truthattack.org, that's Tom Crier's website, and it's got a kind of a little synopsis of the trial on the front page, but truthattack.org. And I forwarded that copy of that to State Senator Chris Lawson and a little note on top. You know, basically asking him why he won't ask the question, can you please show us the law that requires us to file and pay the federal income tax? Because here in the state of Illinois, as Garland Herald has so well pointed it out, the whole Illinois Tax Act, including the Illinois income tax, requires you to be liable for federal taxes before you're liable for the state income tax.
Well, Mike, I was shocked to see that ABC News, NBC News, CBS News, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News did not have this as their headline in the story.
Well, just like Ed and Elaine Brown up there for, 6 months, and nobody's covering them being under siege for 6 months?
Right.
I mean, yeah, we got a free press.
Mike, thanks for your call. I appreciate
it. All right, thanks,
Ken. All right, quotation of the week. I'm not sure who said this, but it's a good one. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, they want something which never has or never will be.
The preceding paid program sponsored by Prairie Fire Communications.